is stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everybody back to Stand Up for News, a Hollywood Connection special. We're piggybacking off of Dawn Reese. Give it up for her show, you guys. Woo! Ready? Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up too. Don't sit down.
No.
Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. It's a lot cooler when Chris is here to play the guitar to that song.
Nope.
I'm Mac James, your host, James Esterline, and this is I'm the co-host of Manny Avila.
Almost. Every week he gets a little closer every week.
He's our co-host, and I'm also the co-host of Robin Savage.
Woo,
and I'm the co-host of them. I'm the co-host with the most hosts. Did I say most toes or most hoes?
Yes.
But we have a guest, and I'd like Robin to take over the show a little bit from here and introduce them. By the way, our show is brought to you by Artie Fletcher's Joke Factory Comedy Club. You guys coming to downtown St. Pete. I will be the house MC. Open mic Thursdays. Coming soon downtown. That's all I can tell you about it right now, but be ready.
Go ahead, Robin.
Okay, I want to thank my very good friend Ace for coming and playing with us today on the radio.
Ace Williams at your service.
Welcome.
Let's go.
Ace, we always just, whenever we have a guest, we just ask him a few questions. How long have you been doing comedy?
About over 12 years.
Nice.
I started running the Coconuts Comedy Club, the Gulf to Bay location, as their host for their Thursday night open mic comedy show.
With Bob?
With Larry Greenbaum.
With Larry, okay.
Yeah.
Before Bob.
Okay, and now, right now, you're not only doing comedy, but you're tying it into charity. Kind of explain what the Cans for Comedy is.
For over a year now, I've been producing a show called Cans for Comedy, open mic show, where we have a different feature. On the 23rd, we're going to have Tommy Bell, who's going to feature.
Nice.
We bring in other open mic comics. We produce a show. People bring in cans and clothing to the show, and those go to Homeless Helping Homeless here in Tampa.
Okay.
We will all be there. We're going to sign up, leave the radio station, and go right to that mic.
So next week, if you guys want to catch us there, we'll be there right after the show.
Tommy Bell's hilarious.
That's going to be at the Post 139 American Legion across the street from Britain Plaza on 3818 West Bay Vista.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Nice. Come out and support, guys. Bring some canned goods, right?
Yep.
Or non-perishable goods, or both. Or
clothing, or toiletries that people who can use them that are outdoors.
Now, awesome. You guys don't accept empty cans, right? That's not a thing, right? Because I got some used ones.
You got to put food in the empty ones.
I got you. Stuff a sheet. Yeah, you stuff a cheesecake in a baked beans can.
Yeah, I mean a cheesecake. Yes.
That's okay. My nickname in college.
Stuffed can or cheesecake? Which one?
It was all one nickname.
That's okay, well, thank you very much, Ace. We look forward to that. And we're going to go ahead and just start our roundtable of jokes. James, you want to kick it off?
Okay, yeah. Recently in the news and yesterday, the NBA suspends Memphis Grizzlies' Ja Morant 8 games after... I can't even read my own writing. He was brandishing a firearm gun. That's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
At a nightclub, yeah. In Denver, I guess. The NBA is determining that conduct is detrimental to the league, and he got 8-game suspension. Yeah, I don't see the big deal, since he isn't really that great of a shooter. I mean, the guy's only got a $200 million contract coming up in 5 days or so, and he's got a $100.2 million, I don't know what that equals.
Some number.
They don't call me Texas instrument for nothing. But yeah, for a shoe deal, this guy's got it made in the shade, and he's running around shooting off guns. He's not even hood.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, they said he's like a suburban kid and all that. That's hilarious.
I guess he's supposed to call in later and defend
himself. Oh, he's going to call in later. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm a little scared, actually.
I have an interesting, we've got two motorcyclists on the panel, so I have interesting news for that. A company has produced the first airbag pants for motorcyclists. The pants are attached to a ripcord that inflates the clothing if the driver is thrown from the bike. MC Hammer is currently suing for copyright infringement.
They made literal parachute pants. That's hilarious.
No way.
Okay, Scream 6, Creed 3, which was the final score of the Creed Scream game. In Oscar news, Jamie Lee Curtis won Best Supporting Actress with her role in the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once. which, coincidentally, Everything Everywhere All at Once is what happened to her after her sixth cup of Activia yogurt.
Nice.
Great. All right.
Hang on, I got something for that. Hang on, Manny. Talk of the day whistle.
Activia.
Start early with that one.
We need an Activia button.
We'll get another whistle.
A Michigan zoo welcomed the birth of a Bengal calf, a critically endangered member of the antelope family. Roman Eustace, the zoo's director of animal health, said in an announcement, "Bengal are critically endangered, so each birth is special." She was later banned off of Twitter for spewing such pro-life antelope rhetoric. One Twitter user referring to her as the Ben Shapiro of zoology.
Okay, Nick Stoberl of Salinas adds another world record to his longest tongue record, 3.97 inches. He keeps adding records of having the longest tongue to do things. He has now removed 5 Jenga pieces with his tongue in only 55 seconds. Yes, he also enjoys painting with his tongue, they say. He can open a beer can with his tongue, too. Now, that puts a spin on this Buds for You. Taste buds, get it? He also, flip over page, has the world's record for the most right swipes on Tinder.
No!
That's Scott Patrick's joke. That's his joke.
Legislators in America are participating in the Right to Repair movement. They are passing laws that would give consumers access to parts, instructions, and diagnoses so they can repair complicated electronic products in their own homes. Dads everywhere responded, saying, "We have that already. It's called duct tape."
That's so true.
Okay, world news. Japanese billionaire behind the rise of 7-Eleven convenience stores died this week at the age of 98. The funeral will be held this week. Visitation will be from 7 to 11.
That's a great one. All right, it says animal rescuers in Texas said a suspected coyote named Toast will be made available for adoption after a DNA test confirmed she is 100% dog. Dallas Animal Services said in February that a DNA test was ordered to determine whether the puppy found next to the dumpster by Dallas police was a dog, a coyote, or a hybrid. When asked, the animal stated that despite the results of the DNA test, she will continue to identify as a coyote.
Nice.
All right.
We're on a roll. Police in England catch a thief who stole $48,000 of Cadbury chocolate eggs in a truck.
Aww.
Yolks on him, though. It turned out a DNA test revealed it was the Cadbury bunny himself when they discovered by analyzing the hair.
I think you can blow up one with that.
All right.
Okay. A journalist in Texas lost her job over the use of the word bruh on Twitter in response to a tweet from the mayor of Dallas. When asked for a comment, the reporter replied, "Dude." And the editor of the morning news added, "Man."
Okay. National news. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation had to shut down and take over control of the Silicon Valley Bank after they basically went all in on treasury bonds and lost every nickel when the Federal Reserve raised the interest rates by 4.5%. When reached for comment, indicted FTX cryptocurrency CEO Sam Bankman said, "Suddenly, my business is looking pretty good."
All right. A Texas woman whose career in radio spans more than 71 years was awarded a Guinness World Record for her tenure in broadcasting. Mary McCoy was awarded the record for the longest career as a radio presenter / DJ when her time in the industry was verified at 71 years, 357 days. McCoy, who got her start working as a DJ for the Boston Tea Party, said she knew she wanted to get into entertainment after she helped Moses co-write the Ten Commandments.
Oh, man. Last week's health study they had proved people who are attractive are less likely to wear masks. The COVID masks. Yeah. I beg to differ with my face made for radio here. I never wear a mask, even though my dog keeps begging me to. And I'm the one that taught him how to beg.
There you go. Members of the Ultimate Fighting Championship are trying to sell slap fighting as the next big thing in combat sports. The fighters take turns in hitting each other in the face with an open hand, and those on the receiving end with their hands behind their back.
I watched it.
You did?
Mm-hmm. It was on Dave Buster's where I bartend.
Okay, so far.
Gee, Wolverine killed it. Go ahead.
Oh, so far most of the Real Housewives and Will Smith have signed up.
Very nice. Okay, for the first time in history, the Biden administration will be selling a nuclear-powered submarines to Australia. The favorite to be chosen to command the vessel, Captain Johnny Jackman, no relation to Hugh, said to the press, "Oi, I can't wait to take it down under."
All right, a Michigan man spent some of his $100 lottery winnings on the last $5 scratch-off ticket and ended up winning $300,000. So, folks, next time you're at your Circle K trying to put expensive gas into your crappy car to help you get back and forth from your stupid job and you're stuck in line for 20 minutes because there's a semi-homeless person buying way too many $5 scratch-off tickets, just remember, they might actually have it all figured out.
Yeah. The
other
folks winning it.
Yeah, I know. Here we are working like some suckers, you know?
On March 14th, a Japanese company earns the world record for growing a giant radish at 101 pounds, 2 ounces. Tony Hawk's skate legend approves. It's kind of rad. It's radish.
Radish.
You're welcome.
New York City
Department. Stand up for news. Because the news can't stand up for itself, Daniel.
I was going to say.
It was born with no legs. It's always in a wheelchair all the time. And when bullies want its lunch money, the news calls us because we stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
Stand up for news. Sorry, I didn't know if you were getting a song started here.
I was ready to back up.
I stand up for the news so hard. Sometimes at home, my wife's like,
"No, I'd love to."
When are you gonna stand up for our relationship? You know, you're always standing up for the news. When are you gonna stand up for your son?
Who's gonna stand up for us?
Me, James. Like, I'm doing this for you. The news is about all of us. Go ahead, Robin. I'm sorry.
Okay, no. It's like you got possessed with the spirit of stand up for news.
This is like how to get divorced 101.
You watch the other news outlets, the mainstream media, and they don't tell it like they want to. You want to hear it like this.
They're always sitting down for the news and stuff.
Ukraine, blah, blah, blah. You want to hear it like this. Joke whistle. Random stuff scratched on note cards.
They don't even have a theme song where they clap.
Yeah. That's so true. They're all clapless.
Clap,
I know.
You get the clap. Go ahead. We got to roll through.
Capless. Okay. New York City Department of Transportation misspelled baseball great Jackie Robinson's name on a sign that featured a picture of Robinson, who was the first African-American in Major League Baseball. Upon hearing this error, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis reached out to the sign painter and offered him a job as Florida's Secretary of Education.
How bad did they misspell the name? Did it say like Kim? Kim Kardashian?
Typical. After suffering a concussion from a fall, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was released from the hospital after a week of observation. A handful of Republicans wished him well, whereas Donald Trump wished he would fall down in one.
I wonder, did he crack his shell?
All right.
Did you hear about Kim Kardashian?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, she lived up to her name. She got in a car crash again. Yeah, she got in a wreck.
I thought it was her mom/dad who got into a car crash, right? Wasn't it? Wasn't it the mom?
Yeah, her dad did. Mom did.
Might run in the family.
Mom did.
All right, this is not a joke, but we will be at Tiki Tavern downtown later tonight. Open mic. It's at 530 49th Street in St. Petersburg downtown. Come check us out. It's a great little venue, cool little spot. You know, go get a kratom, kava bar, listen to some jokes.
We'll all be doing some time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here, you want to read one?
Oh, man, here we go. This should be his own segment. You just get people to try to read your... I should get money for this, man. Let's try my best. 5,000-mile-wide... mass of seaweed is heading directly to Florida, which I am excited about because you know the old saying, I love seaweed. Okay, let's bring this back. 5,000 miles, once I kind of went through it, sort of, now I kind of get, I have an understanding of it. 5,000-mile-wide mass of seaweed is heading directly to Florida, which I am excited about because you know the old saying, I love seaweed. I'm on a seaweed diet. When I seaweed, I eat it.
Because I'm on edibles, get it?
Because they're edibles. Yeah. I think they got
also,
that.
Also, I smoke it.
All right.
It too. I was hanging out with the Queen of England, you guys, before she died, you know? And I asked her if she had change for a 20 once. And she said, I only have pounds. I said, I don't care how much it weighs. Just don't give me a big bag of nickels. So it's too heavy to lug around.
You know, let me just say, normally, you know, when you read, you feel like you get smarter. When I try to read his handwriting, I actually feel like my IQ drops a bit, you know?
Yeah, Robin.
Okay, a U.S. warship has been renamed in honor of former slave who turned Civil War hero Robert Smalls. Upon hearing of this, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis petitioned to have the name changed to USS Jesse Smollett.
Oh. Okay, former Vice President Mike Pence said at a recent fundraising dinner this week that the American people have a right to know what took place during the January 6th insurrection, days after he asked a federal judge to block the subpoena for his testimony for the same January 6th insurrection to the special counsel, investigating the biggest tragedy in American history. This just in, the Illuminati just made a rare public announcement inducting Mike Pence into their hypocrite Hall of Fame.
That's good.
What you got for us, Mac?
Well, I was looking through here and I found a funny thing. Did our caller not call in?
No caller call in.
He's 3 minutes late, that son of a baconator. Well,
do we have any famous
last
calls?
Week, this guy tried jumping off the Skyway. You hear about that? And he was rescued unharmed. And it's possible, yeah. Like 341 people have jumped. Like 36 are survived. 3,800. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good
odds. I don't know how to count good. And, you know, I'm not. My name's not Mac Texas.
Those are pretty good odds. I mean, I might go take a dive, Mac, you know? Let's see what happens.
But anyway, when he asked why, he said, my mom must have had dyslexia and said to me, if you jump off a bridge, does that mean your friends have to? Unfortunately, he didn't have any friends.
Unfortunately.
Wow. I love it.
All right, go ahead, Robin.
Okay. Berlin's state government said Thursday that women will soon be allowed to go topless in the city's public swimming pool, just as the men have always been allowed to. In other news, the sale of flotation devices have decreased in Berlin.
Hey guys, I asked my doctor his advice about nuts, because I like nuts, you know. He said, take two of these and call me in the morning. So, go ahead and tell one more, and then I want you to introduce your song. I don't want us to run out of time, because we got a good song coming up by Ace Williams.
Also, by chance, can you refer me to that doctor when you're done, please?
What's your middle name, Ace?
Oh,
what's your middle name? Is it
Ventura?
Ace Hardware.
Ace Ventura.
Ace Hardware.
That's what I was going to say.
That's my wife's nickname. For me. Okay. More local news. In Tarvis Rings at a coffee shop, We Spy Coffee and More, police arrested the coffee shop employee Spirian Vulgaricus. He is accused of setting up a hidden camera in the men's bathroom of the coffee shop where he worked at. Police are asking the public if other male customers have recently been there. The owner of the coffee shop was steaming. After he simmered down, he said, words cannot espresso how depressed I feel. At first, I thought he was a broodiful man, a really nice chai. I met him on what I thought was a coffee-related dating app, Grindr. Despite that, I really liked him a latte. I thought of him working with me was a perfect blend. I gave him a signing bonus and all the perks. I can't imagine what would mocha someone do that. He really turned into the dark side quick. I'm so unfrappy. He really went to pot. As soon as it's released, I want to see his mug shot. I bet the other inmates will cream him when he gets it. Oh, his actions are certainly grounds for termination. Have a holiday.
Nice.
That's good.
He must be
that
Korean,
was awesome.
I guess.
That was really fun. I did one like that last year. It was about a crack in an airplane window. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing. It was kind of like what I just went on.
I love that.
That was great.
Should we
introduce the song? Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I'll let him introduce it.
Hand the mic over, yep.
Okay, I recorded the song with all Celtic instruments. It's a St. Patrick's Day theme song, which is why I'm here. Mm-hmm. The song is called The Wild Rover, The Lost Version. Basically, it's the 200-year-old folk Irish folk song rewritten as a rom-com. Kind of like Benny Annie Hill. So that's the setup for the comedy song. It's called The Wild Rover, The Lost Version.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Will I play the wild rover? No, never, no more. I've played the wild rover for many a year, and I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover. She answered me nay. Such a custom of yours I can have any day, and it's no nay never. Pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes open wide with delight. She says we have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I told her were only a jest. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never. Scotsman, your kilt is a mess. She said laughingly, you're drunk, this kilt is a dress. And if you get sober, I'll take you round back. This lassie's potatoes are great in the sack. I said no, nay, never. Though I've been drinking, I'm feeling quite fine. I can handle me whiskey and beer or the wine. When I get frisky, which is all the time, I got the luck of the Irish, I'll make your bell chime. She said no, nay, never. My name is Fiona, my surname is Young. With your luck you'll see a fine trick with my tongue. I said my name is O'Connor, my first is Patrick. I got a stunt of me own and it's with my own. No, nay, never. No, nay, never. I've traveled, I never will find a beauty as hers, she's one of a kind. I told her I loved her, got down on one knee, pulled a ring from me pocket and said, marry me. She said no, nay, never. No, nay, never. No more will you play the wild rover.
right. Dionne Forrest, named the oldest female comedian at age 88. Happy birthday, Dionne. I said, happy birthday, Dionne!
What? What?
Happy birthday.
All right.
A Delta flight from Atlanta to L.A. last week blows tires right there on the runway. Well, the tires did buy the plane dinner and a show.
There's a new Chinese deli-style plant-based lunch meat out now. It's called Phony Bologna.
A 28-year-old woman who helps the dying elderly to rehome their pets has celebrated her 100th adoption. The elderly are now terrified of this young lady's presence.
Okay, sports. Multi-gold medalist Olympic pole vaulter Bob Richards died peacefully in his sleep at the age of 97. Though he was had a prolific career athlete and was the first man on the Wheaties cereal box, he never set any records. On the bright side, he was buried with his pole vault, setting a new world record for the longest coffin.
I thought it was going to be a record for the loneliest man. Or
you guys know the Daiquiri Shack? Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's been around for a long time. We're going to be doing a Stanford News open mic at the Daiquiri Shack.
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
I want to do it on Monday night, 7 o'clock, starting in 2 weeks. I'll get all the official stuff and announce it on next week's show. But they will be our other sponsor. They're going to help us get some t-shirts made so our fans can buy shirts and all that other good stuff. All right, stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. Hey, Russell, get well, buddy.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, shout out to Russell.
He's in the hospital right now.
Also, condolences to Jim.
So get
also,
well, buddy. We miss you.
Yep.
And Jim, too, yeah.
Sorry. Captain.
I can't.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF